Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey, I'm Nikki. I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun, always looking for my next adventure. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you desire. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the next episode. So we've really been digging into our money mindset, our money histories, and what has really shaped our beliefs about money, and how we feel about it, right? So we've talked about making friends with your money. We've talked about our money self-talk. Today, I want to talk about our money stories. So these are things that have happened in the past, and we have related them. Our brain has connected them with money and given money some emotion or like a charged feeling. So our money stories can be something that actually happened, like outright, we watched it go down and we know exactly what happened. But it can also be a story that we are telling ourselves that we kind of created in our minds to fill in the blanks. This happened, so it must have been because of this. I recently rewatched Brené Brown's Netflix special, and gosh, I love how she teaches on the stories that we tell ourselves. So if you haven't watched that, go check it out. It's on Netflix. It's called The Call to Courage, I believe. But really, any Brené Brown book, she is amazing. Love her. But she talks about stories we create. So something that may not be true, but in our minds, we make something up. Her story is about swimming across a lake with her husband, and she's trying to talk to him while they're swimming across the lake. And she's really feeling really connected to him, and she wants to build on this connection. She wants to talk about it, right? Because as women, we are relational creatures. And her husband was just like, yep, lake's great, wonderful, okay, and just keeps swimming. And so she creates in her mind this story that he doesn't like me in my swimsuit. I'm not looking as good as I've always looked in my swimsuit. Because her brain was like, what is going on here? Why is this not happening the way that I want it to happen? And, you know, come to find out at the end, it was just because he was really tired or he was scared he wasn't going to make it across the lake. Which is a real fear, right? But not something that she even thought about. That's not where her brain went. Her brain went to the other way of body image. So that can also be applied to money. So you can take yourself back in your mind. It can be back to a past relationship. It can be back to your childhood. It could be from school. Just go back in your mind, in your memory, and think about some times you have developed a feeling, a reaction to something about money. Something that required money, or you needed money, or it took money away, anything like that. Or maybe somebody got a lot of money. Okay? So, some ideas could be, I always think about Napoleon Dynamite. Oh my gosh, I'm telling my age here, but elder millennial. Napoleon Dynamite in the show wants to get the fun pack of chips, and I don't even know if they still sell these because I don't have kids myself, but they are, it's like a mixture of like the really good kinds of chips, like Doritos and Lay's and, you know, all that stuff all in one big pack. And, you know, every day it's fun pack. You can choose a different type of chip to eat. And he wants to get them at the grocery store, and they say, we can't afford the fun pack. So that's funny, but that could be something that happened to you in your life that you're like, oh, I can't have that. That's not something for me. That's for other people. Okay? So you've got to find those moments in time that stand out to you where you decided, oh, I'm not as worthy as them. I don't deserve that. Okay? And if you were told that, just know that that's not what that means. But as children, we don't really understand money, and we don't understand it takes money to buy things, and, you know, our parents might have had other priorities, right? So that could be one thing that's holding you back with your money, is having that feeling that you're not worthy and you're not deserving and it's just for other people and it's not for you and you're never going to be enough and it's not going to be blah, blah, blah. And you go in this whole rampage, and then you get yourself down this spiral and you can't get out. So what you need to do is, when you realize that you're thinking that way, stop that. And you know what? You're an adult now. Maybe go out and buy yourself the fun pack. Like, really, if that's something that is a thing for you, and I'm just using this as an example, it could be anything, but if that is something for you, like, go out, go to the grocery store right now and buy yourself that dang fun pack and say, I am worthy of the fun pack. I am deserving. It is for me. It is everything I want is for me. Okay? So there are other things that could have happened. Maybe there was a dress you wanted for prom and it just wasn't in the budget, you know? Maybe it was like a $500 dress and you're like, this is amazing. But, you know, your mom's like, yeah, let's do this $100 dress or this $50 dress. And at that moment, you made the decision, oh, well, I can't have what I want. Which is not true. But that's something that those are the stories that we make up and we tell ourselves. So you're going to have to really go back, and this is going to take some time, because you've probably buried these stories. You don't realize that these things are guiding the way that you feel about money now. So, you know, I love journaling. I would probably get out a notebook and a pen and just start writing down all the memories that you have around money, around buying things, around spending money, getting money, receiving money, all of that. Maybe when you were a child and you got money for your birthday, you had to give it to your parents. I mean, that would be like, oh, well, I don't get to keep this money. So you're constantly giving it away because you don't think that it's yours and you get to keep what you were given. Okay? And I'm not trying to put words in your mouth or feelings in your body. So these are just examples. I want you have your own experience. We've all had our own experiences. I'm just trying to give you some ideas of what could have triggered how you feel and behavior on money these days. Okay. So any of those things could have been big for you. Also, I talked to someone recently who told me that his family, I think someone passed away, and there was a lot of money left to go around or something, and the family fought over the money. So money for him kind of showed a divisiveness. It was not a good thing. The money caused problems, right? So maybe you think, if I get a lot of money, then things are going to be bad. We're going to fight. People are going to argue. They're going to be mad at me, and nobody's going to like me. But that's not true. That's just one of our stories, okay? So you really have to write these down. Get really clear on it. Even write down the emotions you felt or maybe are still feeling or what it said to you. So write down the event that happened and what you made it mean or what it meant to you at the time and what it means to you now. And like I said, you probably don't realize it. Like, I would never have realized anything made me feel like I'm not worthy and I'm not deserving. But when we grow up and we believe these things, we bring it with us in our lives. And that is something that I've told myself before, is like, oh, that life is for, I think that life's possible, right? But that life's not possible for me. And it's taken a lot to get down into the nitty-gritty, what's causing that thought, what's causing that belief, and to change that belief about myself and my life, that I can have that kind of life. If I want that kind of life, I can absolutely have it, and I am living it now, right? So you have to kind of prove yourself. Your brain is always looking for evidence to prove you right. It wants you to be right, okay? Your brain's your buddy. It's your BFF. It's like, yeah, you're hot man. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what she said. So whatever you say, know that your brain is going to back it up. So this may take some deep work. This may take, you know, talking to someone. It may take some coaching. It may take a therapist to really get to the bottom of this. But I just wanted to record this and make you aware of some things that might be playing a big part in your money situation right now. That could be the reason why you're living paycheck to paycheck. It could be the reason why you're $30,000 in debt. You know, it could be the reason why you just can't seem to attract any customers, clients, whatever it is that you're doing. It could be the reason why you're not able to get the job that you really want. Maybe that job's a big pay raise and you're just not, you just don't, aren't being the person who makes that amount of money. You think that's not me. So that goes back to our self-talk a few episodes ago where I talked about how you talk to yourself, but there's something behind it. Okay. This was deep, I know, but I wanted to share this with you all so that you can start getting to the bottom of what's going on and start changing your financial story, start changing your money life. If this is something that you would really like to work on and you want to work with a coach, I would love to be part of your journey. You can set up a free discovery call with me. We can chat, see if this is even something I can help you with and all that good stuff. I'll put the link in the show notes. It'll take you straight to my calendar. You can sign up on the spot and we'll get you on the calendar and we can talk through these things, okay? Yay! Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I love being here with you every single week. Hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave a review, rate the podcast. Coming up soon, I'm going to be giving away something to someone who has reviewed the podcast. So if you haven't reviewed it, make sure you go do that because I am going to be giving away a course that I'm recording and it's going to go to one lucky person who has left a review on the podcast. Make sure that it has your name or some identifying quality so I'll know who you are. Thank you so much again, guys. See you next time. Bye.